Timmins, just like families, it seems communities have their own special Christmas traditions. In Timmins, the Stan Fowler Christmas Fund has been helping families since the 1940s. John McCauley is in his sixth year of chairing the Stan Fowler Christmas Fund. He explained the event's history and how it came to be administered by the Schumacher Lions Club. Stan Fowler was a fireman in Schumacher, he said. He started the fund in 1947 to help young families with children. As the years went on, it grew and grew. So, he went to the local Lions clubs. At one time there were three Lions clubs in the Porcupine Camp. They all pitched in at Christmas. For the last 20 years or so, the Schumacher Lions have taken on the responsibility of the Stan Fowler, he said. Throughout the decades, local media has played a big role in getting the word out to raise funds to help financially challenged families with children at Christmas. It started as a radiothon when he first went to major fundraising, McCauley said. Then it became a telethon. For the last 5 years, it has been back to a radiothon and it's been growing every year since. When it first started, food baskets were delivered to families. Today, food vouchers are distributed. One thing that hasn't changed is the growing need for help, especially at Christmas. Last year was phenomenal, he said. It far exceeded our expectations and thankfully so, as we gave the most vouchers we've ever given out, a little over 500 vouchers. That's 500 families who received a $150 gift certificate that can be used for food in any grocery store in town, with the exception of Walmart, who opted out a number of years ago. With the impact of inflation, it is expected more families will need help this year. Early indications are that numbers are up again, McCauley said. We're looking to raise at least $150 times 500, so that's $75,000. We're hoping to get to the $80,000 mark to give us a bit of a buffer and try to help as many people as we can. Local agencies collect applications, which were picked up by the club on December 1st. Families with children who require assistance can still apply for help. Volunteers will check out applications in an effort to ensure vouchers go to those with the greatest need. They can call the club at 705-267-6838, press the Stan Fowler mailbox and leave us a message with their phone number and somebody will get back to you, he said. The email would be stanfowlersantafund@gmail.com and again, leave your phone number as we will have to contact you to get some information. Working on Stan Fowler Christmas Fund brings back a flood of memories for McCauley. My dad was a miner and we had 10 kids in the family, he said. We weren't without anything but we weren't a rich family and didn't have a lot. I knew in town there were a lot of families struggling. When this came up and we were looking for someone to take it on, I jumped at it because it warms my heart to see the money we're raising help people. We do a lot of good things in the Lions Club, don't get me wrong, but this one for me, personally, you get to see where you're helping the most. The big fundraising event is near and it never fails to generate Christmas spirit. The Radiothon is Thursday, December 5th, from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m., on Country 93.1, he said. They are our hosts again this year and have done a fantastic job. They've helped us grow the event again this year. In the past, volunteers answered phones in the Lions Den at the McIntyre Arena. This year, the entire operation will be held at the radio station's new offices. The number you can call is 705-267-2333 and we'll take any pledge, large or small, McCauley said. If you want to drop by and make a pledge in person, 253rd Avenue, downtown Timmins. E-transfers directed to the Stan Fowler Fund account can be made to stanfowlersantafund@gmail.com. Anyone making a donation via e-transfer is asked to include their name and phone number so a receipt can be issued. Volunteers will be delivering food vouchers on Saturday, December 21st. This story was supplied by Wayne Snyder, who is a member of the Schumacher Lions Club.